This interview is brought to you by Path to Rhythm, group drumming programs, helping camp directors bring the excitement of drumming into children's lives. www.pathtorhythm.com.
Hi, this is Adam Isidore, and I am here at the Tri-State Camp Conference in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And I am sitting here speaking with Dr. Susan Rubin. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good, good. So can you tell us a little bit about what you spoke about today?
Sure. So I did a presentation about how camp food can be healthy, delicious, and fun. And I just shared my experience over what we did last summer at Camp Balibay, where we pretty much got rid of the Cisco truck. In previous years, we had been sourcing up to 100% of our food from Cisco, which is packaged, processed, sometimes chemicalized food. And instead, we made all of our food from scratch. And we used 25% of our food came from local buyers, local vendors and farmers in the Pennsylvania community where Camp Balibay is. So I showed some photos about how we got the kids involved in eating all of this healthy, delicious food and how they really had a blast, because we actually let campers in the kitchen this year. And so, yeah, what else do we want to mention?
And adding campers to the kitchen, the benefit of that, from what I could see, is it created a buzz about the food, and it helped to engage the campers actually in enjoying the benefits of preparing the food and eating healthy food.
Yeah, a lot of people think that campers won't eat healthy food, but the deal is that when you connect them with the food, they become the biggest cheerleaders of food. We actually had them helping with, you know, prepping some of the food, like peas. We had them growing some food in the garden. We also, you know, they came and helped us in all aspects of food preparation. So they really got into it. But I think the most fun thing that we did last summer is we actually made a music video about hummus, because we made all of our hummus from scratch. We, you know, boiled our own chickpeas and blended it all up. And once that music video came out, those kids couldn't get enough hummus. So we intend to do far more, you know, music videos and food performance art this summer to take our food to the next level.
Great. And speak a little bit about the what you see to be the importance of camps embracing this movement, which I see as a movement.
It is. It's a big movement. Number one, parents are starting to demand this, because declining children's health is front page news. We're seeing it all over the place. Schools are constantly under pressure to provide better food. There's legislation sitting in the Senate right now called the Child Nutrition Act reauthorization that's going to get a lot of press, just as much as healthcare did. Jamie Oliver is starting a TV show about how he changed the food in one town in West Virginia. So we're going to get more and more parents that are going to just insist on better food. But there's even bigger forces at play than that, and that's the environmental piece. Now, climate change, you know, you may or may not believe that the climate is changing, but it directly affects our food availability and the cost of food. But there's an even bigger elephant in the room, and that elephant is peak oil. You may not have heard about peak oil, but basically what it is that we've reached peak production on the planet of oil. So it's not that we're running out of oil, we're just running out of inexpensive oil. And as oil becomes more expensive, our food costs are going to skyrocket, because our food system here in America is heavily dependent on oil. So the more food that you can get local, the more food that you can start growing yourself, the better off you're going to be in the years to come as this oil situation starts to play out.
And you also spoke how it's a great opportunity for a summer camp to take that step and connect with community. The example that you gave, which I loved, I think is a great idea, is to find a school close to the summer camp and maybe partnering in doing a community garden.
Yeah, there's a big movement nationwide right now to get a garden in every school. And, you know, the school year and the garden year don't necessarily work perfectly because kids are out in the summer, but that's where camps can come in. So if you can partner with a nearby school and have those kids start your garden, you take it over for the summer, you reap the summer vegetables, and then the camp can hand it back on over to the school in the fall when all the pumpkins and all the fall vegetables come in. So it's a great partnership. It's a win-win. It's community building. It's better food. And it's great PR for camps.
Yep. Great, great. And where can we find more resources? Point us towards, first, how about your information?
Well, you can find me in a number of places, drsusanrubin.com. I've got a blog going there and lots of resources there for picky eaters and other things. I also have a not-for-profit organization called betterschoolfood.org, and that's another great resource. Transition US is a resource that has this information about peak oil and relocalization. And the website for the magical camp that I'm at is balabay.com. And if you go to the Balabay website, you can see the hummus music video, and you can see some other videos with kids talking, campers talking about the food, and you can actually see some of the food that we serve. And we hope to start making more resources available because we really want to spread this movement to all the camps.
And I was at Balabay last summer as a drum teacher and doing my program, Path to Rhythm. And I can say that the food was amazing at Balabay. That was definitely a highlight. And it showed. It showed in the campers and the staff and in boosting morale. That's one more point I want to make for the summer camp people out there is embracing this stuff. It really does make a difference because people feel better.
They do. When they're eating less chemicals and less sugar, they feel better. And the counselors were totally into this as well. I mean, we had counselors in the kitchen rotating through. We had campers. So we had a seamless integration of food into this camp that just added another level of just wonderfulness.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for your time. It's been great seeing you and hearing you speak.
All right. Great to see you too, Adam.
Okay.
Bye.